This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back, back to BetQL Daily. Good stuff there from Emory Hunt. We're all over the map there, covering NFL, giving us some interesting looks there, college football as well, and the USFL. So that's a lot of fun. Look forward to having him on the show once again. In about 20 minutes, Cody Decker is going to hang out for a full hour to talk everything Major League Baseball. But right now, Aaron Hawksworth takes us off the board.
It's time for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board.
All right. So I thought this was interesting. I saw it yesterday. Rich Eisen, he tweeted, it appears J.J. Redick is a frequent matchup problem on the ESPN debate shows. And this was a reply to a tweet from Legion Hoop saying, Max Kellerman claims Luka Doncic doesn't make his teammates better like Magic or Bird. Well, J.J. Redick fired back at Max saying Magic and Bird played with Hall of Famers. Luka is playing with second round picks, undrafted guys. His shot quality created for his teammates number one in the last two seasons. Bam. Take that, Max. But I think it's a good point. It's nice to have like a really good argument rather than just throwing out hot takes and maybe not backing it up as much.
When is ESPN going to see the light that Max Kellerman just is not interesting and he's not all that good at his job? Stephen A. saw it. He saw it. He's like, I gotta
get this guy out.
Loose. Yeah. and you know what? I'm not saying I sit here and watch First Take. It's usually on in the background in my office, or you know, if I'm hanging out at the house and there's nothing that I want to watch on TVR or Netflix or something, it's on his background. I'll see what they're talking about. But like, what is, I think it's a good point overall that J.J. Redick, he's not going to back down from anyone. He's not going to say, oh, it's your show. You can say whatever you want. I'll just follow your lead. I'll go along with whatever. I'll support you in some way. He's like, no, he's going to bang his fist on the table and say, you're wrong because of A, B, and C. I love it. And I totally get what Eisen is saying. And I think it's a fair point. I tweeted something that got more likes than I was expecting the other day. And because I guess a lot of people agreed with me. There are just certain things with ESPN. And I'm not that dude that complains about the stuff they typically do. Of course, Yankees, Red Sox going to be a Sunday Night Baseball a lot. I get it. Two media markets, two teams that people care about. And they have the history. They have the ratings. They're not going to keep throwing them on Sunday Night Baseball, for instance, just because they like New York and Boston. It's because they rate. But one thing, every time I turn it on, that I see in rotation, like every 10 to 15 minutes, one of the talk shows, anything, SportsCenter, whatever, that I just could not care less about. And I just was wondering if people do care about them. It's this Lakers coaching search. Like, I don't care at all. And they're covering it like every 10 to 15 minutes. And I know it's the Lakers. I just wonder, in the NBA, every team is popular. It's all about the stars. Yeah. And I know the league is in a better place when the Lakers are winning. I get that. But when they're bad, do people still care about the Lakers this much nationally? I do not.
So I noticed the same thing. Not so much now because a lot of these shows are on while we're on, so I don't pay as much attention as I used to. But last year when I was on maternity leave, I would flip between, you know, FS1 and ESPN and watch these morning shows. And I noticed every day, whether the teams are relevant or not, it's always the Lakers and the Cowboys. Those two teams, like, they just give them so much love. Am I wrong? Have you noticed that with the Cowboys as well? It's like, who cares? They haven't, been that relevant since Michael Irvin and Troy Aikman were on the team, you know? But yet, they're always making headlines, contract this or whatever. It's like, who cares?
Yeah,
Dak, what's Dak going to do? I don't care.
I don't care. I really don't. I'm with you 100%. They know what they're doing. There's a formula behind it. But God, it's the same thing with the same teams again and again. Can we branch out? Can we talk about more than two or three teams in Major League Baseball too, when they do some form of baseball, which they don't do? Which,
no.
Okay, that's fine. And I understand that. That's not their demographic. People watching that show, probably not, you know, baseball fans. They don't fit that demo. I hear that. But the overall point against Reddick, he's strong. Yeah. He's really good. I wonder how much longer Mad Dog's going to be out there, because he says some really stupid and ignorant stuff on a weekly basis.
I mean, maybe Stephen A. wants that.
So yeah,
he looks
maybe
better.
But if the bosses, it might get to a point where, okay, let's this dinosaur hit the bricks, dude.
What, you know what's happening with the NFL Network morning show? Are they blowing that whole thing up, or is it
going away? Everybody's left. I mean,
yeah.
Burleson left a year or two ago. Now Kay Adams. Where'd she go?
I don't think she mentioned. I don't know. I think I looked and she just did a goodbye, and I'm not sure what's next.
Yeah, I think it's a network morning show, but I'm not positive about that one. I don't think you blow it up. It's been successful for what they wanted, and the bosses there seem to let them do whatever they want from the outside. I think Kyle Brandt is extremely talented. I don't think they're going to blow it up, but it's going
to
be
I think it's going to be hard to find a group of four people that have that kind of chemistry. I mean, you can't just recreate that. Like, they struck gold with those four, and once Nate left, it wasn't quite the same. And now, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
On a smaller scale.
Almost.
Couldn't hear you, Paul. What's that?
Almost as good as the chemistry on BetQL Daily. Almost.
Right. Well, I don't know. I can't act like I watch that show every morning, but I would see some.
You're going to say I can't act like I like you guys.
Oh. Knowing me, that's what you're expecting, right?
You're like, chemistry? This is news to me.
Yeah.
It's oil and water.
Well, okay. Rank the chemistry on all the shows in the BetQL Network. Go.
10.
No. What's one? Which show has the most? Which show has the least?
BetQL Daily, number one.
You don't have to do that.
Everyone else, number two.
Oh, right. There you go. That was so weak. T2, everybody.
T2. The rumor on K is maybe Amazon, by the way.
To do football?
Like a host of like the Thursday Night Football preview show, something like that.
Has anybody watched, is it Sunday Morning Baseball?
What
on
show?
On Amazon?
Is it Amazon? I forgot which network is carrying it. They've been doing Sunday Morning Baseball. I think Katie Nolan's been part of it. Benetti calls it.
You mean Friday Night Baseball?
I don't remember which one it is. It's Friday Night, Sunday Morning. It's one of them.
Okay. Yeah, like a game?
I know Benetti was doing like a morning baseball weekend game a couple weeks ago. I forgot which network it was on. Yeah, an actual game.
I know like Apple is doing the Friday nights. And I think that's like Katie Nolan thing a little bit. Honestly, okay. I've not caught many of those games or any really. I did not know about the Sunday morning thing.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, baseball's trying to do things, but
they are.
They say the ratings are up. I find that hard to believe, but
I mean, it's got to be tough nowadays too, because there's so much content to consume in so many different platforms that it's like, I mean, are ratings ever going to be the same that they used to be or as important? Because it's like everyone has a podcast, everyone's, you know, Amazon's trying to get into the game, and I don't know. It's just like, take your pick. It really is. You have so much to consume. It's overwhelming.
So I will say I did turn on, probably because the Brewers over, but maybe it's all tied together. But the TBS game last night, like having a random baseball game on a Tuesday, like I flipped it on. I mean, probably because the NBA game was out of hand, and like they all have been. I did something. I've watched, like, other than the second half of the Mavs Warriors game out at a bar and watching them Mavs absolutely collapse. I think that's what, that 30 minutes, 45 minutes. So I watched 45 minutes of that game, let's say, and I don't think I've watched more than an hour total of either conference finals.
I'm factoring
in that 45 minutes as well. Just because, yeah, like, by the time you flip it on, it's a 20-point game.
We're not going to get any press releases about these great ratings with the NBA playoffs this time around. I'm with you. I do not look forward to these games. I'm not doing any kind of countdown. I'm not looking to bet it every which way because they're all blowouts. And how do you bet it with player props? Well, the star players, I don't know if they're going to be out there in fourth quarter. It's a 20, 30-point game.
I'll check a box score around 9 o'clock, see what's what. But here's the other place I think they lose you. The set, like, 8:30 tips on the, is that on the East Coast?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Like, even seven, like, make it 8/7. I just think that's too late. You're definitely losing the East Coast people. And even Central time, by then, it's like my brain's already going elsewhere. And it's probably part of it is because I know the game's going to stink anyway, most likely. Mm-hmm. And then if it's close in the second half, I'll flip it on. Yeah, it's been kind of a bummer.
I had to get a nitro cold brew because I was so tired from staying up watching these games. And I don't even watch all of it, but I have to watch enough. And then I'm just like dragging when my alarm goes off.
Like, I was legitimately enjoying the first couple rounds of the NBA playoffs. Like, they were fun, man. Like,
yeah.
And now I'm like, eh.
It's terrible.
Yeah. I'm same. I'm like, get to the finals. I mean, it's the excitement's just not there. And NHL, kudos to them. The playoffs have been way better.
Not even close. And then we're likely going to have a week break for the Western Conference. So are people going to be amped up for the finals? Whatever.
That's like post Memorial Day vacation start. Like,
no,
I mean, June's always been. It's like, it's not like that's changed, but
yeah. That's fine. We have to talk about it. It's our job, but I understand if people are not watching. Like, what is there to be interested about? There's nothing. What storyline is compelling? Injuries in the Eastern Conference. And that's a 2-2 series, and everything's a blowout too. So it's brutal. Been brutal. I've been more interested on a daily basis on baseball.
Yeah, like I said,
NBA playoffs
came on last night. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And NHL has certainly been a lot better. So, well, let's talk about Major League Baseball next. Cody Decker is going to drop by for an entire hour. A lot of fun. I know he has strong thoughts on what happened between Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson over the weekend. He's tight with a few White Sox players. So I want to get what he's hearing coming up next. Cody Decker hangs out for an hour. We'll also talk awards, futures, all that good stuff on BetQL Daily.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.